This week's sponsor of Lip Service, Luca and Danny, is the perfect gift for the woman you are most grateful for this holiday season. Whether it's that special someone, a mother, a daughter, friends, or even yourself. From their iconic bangle bracelets and stacks, to beautiful rings, necklaces, and earrings, each piece symbolizes what matters to her most, and it's handcrafted right here in the USA. I've been stacking all of my pieces, and I love the way it looks. Go to LucaDanny.com and use code ANGELA to get 15% off and free shipping on your first purchase. That's LucaDanny.com. Luca and Danny, embrace the journey. Lip service. What's up? What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm L'Oreal.
Hey, y'all.
Nisha.
Drake Butters.
Nisha was eating a snack. Look.
Crunch,
she looked
crunch.
Like, hold up. I wasn't ready. All right. So, Nisha Nishay is here. Drake Butters is here from Detroit.
Yes, yes.
We appreciate y'all for coming through.
We're in the building.
Yeah, and so Dre's not ready for this.
No.
Oh, AKA Butters. We got to keep calling you Butters. Mm-hmm. But we are going to talk today about the holidays, first and foremost, because they are coming up. And so one thing that we always want to know are, what are some good, unique presents that you can get for somebody that you're dating? Say, you know, nothing too extravagant, Gigi. Mm-hmm. All right. But what are some good ideas for presents? Like, as a man, Butters, what would you like to get? Like, what are some good things that a woman has gotten you besides head?
I actually got a thong before.
You wore a thong?
I didn't wear it. She got it for
me. She wanted you to wear a thong?
Yeah, and then this little sex toy thing is like a squeaky box thing. Sis, I heard, you know.
A squeaky box?
What
is a squeaky box?
What
the fuck is that?
I had no idea, but it was one of the most weird, awkwardest gifts.
Yeah, that
she got you a thong and a squeaky box?
Yeah, and it had the leopard print on it and all of that. I never wore it.
Was it silky?
Yeah.
It had to be silky. Did she want you to like wear it? And
yeah, she did. She wanted me to, but I didn't.
Did she have a squeaky box?
No.
You should have put the leopard.
Squeaky box.
Where is the leopard thong now?
It was a long time ago. It was years ago. I have no idea.
Wait, but you didn't throw it away.
He's wearing it right now.
You kept it or you threw it away?
You should have put it on and been like,
Tarzan.
Yeah, Tarzan.
Yeah, you could have been Tarzan. She could have been Jane.
She was trying to role play.
Oh, yeah. messed up
the vision.
I told you one time when I was in college, this guy tried to get sexy, and he had on leopard, like, but it was more like Speedos, and he had a waterbed as well.
That's like two bad things together.
All right, so, but we need to know, because it's all ladies in here, like, say we want to buy a man a gift besides leopard thongs and squeaky boxes. What's a good idea, like, things that you have liked and appreciated?
See, for me, it's different because I'm a music producer, so I like electronics.
Okay.
I like iPhones, cell phones. It
That's can even expensive. Be
speakers, a keyboard.
But we might think
Apple
you have
Watch.
All that.
I mean, more is...
New ones come out every year.
Yeah.
It's always... It's you always said mad expensive shit.
Yeah, this is mad.
What if the bitch is broke? Yeah, what is... $750, damn.
She ain't got to give me nothing. She just, you know...
A squeaky box.
Yeah, that's
a squeaky box. You gotta get something better than nothing. I feel like even if you gather something creative, it doesn't matter if it's like super expensive, but they gotta at least do something. Put some thought.
Yeah, give us some ideas. Nisha wanna get somebody something.
And pussy ain't just enough.
It ain't
you can't
enough.
Just be like, I'm giving you
pussy
for yourself.
How about a vacation?
How about a vacation?
How about a vacation?
What if you bring them somebody else?
How about a vacation?
A vacation is expensive.
Bring someone else's pussy.
Oh, so
she said pussy. I said, what if you bring somebody else?
Oh, well, that might be a present now.
With a bow.
What?
Someone else's pussy. Like a threesome.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's different.
Yeah, that's a hell of a gift.
You guys would do that for...
I wouldn't.
Me either.
My man better than you. It's just that.
Not for Christmas.
I'd be doing it for myself.
Maybe. She said not for Christmas.
Maybe for what, Nisha?
I mean, you know.
Birthday.
Yeah,
right?
Like, it's got to be real special. Christmas comes every, you know what I'm saying? Birthday, maybe one birthday. Not too many birthdays.
What about Veterans Day if he was in the war?
Veterans Day?
No.
Veterans
he probably
Day.
Already out in war cheating anyway, so we already
damn.
Think about
you don't
to come
think he's fighting?
No. Fighting and cheating.
He's not thinking about cheating.
Fighting and cheating at the same time.
Cheating, fighting ass.
What?
I don't know.
All right, so for us, we're going to give you some ideas now. Nisha, what would you like to get? Like, what's the best gift you ever got for the holidays?
The best gift I ever got for the holidays, I guess probably was my vanity room being built for me.
Damn. Y'all like stashes as hell in Detroit.
It was pretty nice. My ex built it for me. But I mean, as far as gifts go, I mean, you know what I'm saying, I will take cash any day. Mm-hmm. But
how much?
A lot. Don't come with no $1,000. You know what I'm saying? I need like couple $1,000.
Five digits, yeah. 1,30. What if he don't have it like that?
I mean, that's cool.
So then what can he get you, Nisha, if he don't got $2,000 to give you?
I ain't gonna lie, I like food a lot.
Okay.
And I mean, I don't be pressed for presents because I want them all the time. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to holidays, I just don't even look, you know.
Okay.
If you come up with something, that's cool with me. I'm really appreciative of that. But I want presents all year. I want clothes and makeup, and I want, you know,
Makeup to buy you.
He knows.
Really?
He gonna have to know, or why is he with me?
I don't know if a guy has ever bought me makeup.
Oh, I haven't. Me neither.
I have.
I've had guys buy me lip glosses and mascaras. That's and lashes nice. And stuff.
But did you ever buy a girl
never
makeup?
Never went to the store. I ain't saying it because I think that's a dope idea.
I guess it's an artist
that is a nice idea. Stuff.
But you got to know what you're getting because otherwise it's like.
See, it's different for me. I'm like in the mall.
Give me a Sephora gift card.
Gift cards.
Put $5,000 on a gift card. Mm-hmm. So I'm just playing. I'm just being extra.
She being extra.
I'm not lying. Sephora, you can spend that though.
You
a
can. And it'd be
on one face bag.
Okay.
On one look. Okay.
Happily.
You could definitely do. But I've done that, like been in the mall with like the guy that I'm dating or whatever. I'm like, oh, I got to get something from here. He ain't going to go in the store with me and get everything. He'll just give me his card or something like that. Give me the money. But like, that's to me, that's buying makeup.
Yeah.
Like, not just
giving
like,
me a card to go get it.
Yeah, because he's not going to be like, let me get the Fenty 240. Like, he's not going to know
what
that.
What if he did do that?
I probably would think that's a little suspect. Unless he had my makeup bag and was like, all right, she this is everything she gets.
Yeah, get her all new
get
everything.
Get her all this shit.
Yeah, sweet.
That would be cool. Yeah. That's a gift idea.
Okay, makeup. What else, ladies? Because it is the holidays and we want to make sure we give people ideas what to get your woman. Because a lot of guys listen.
I feel like you got to pay attention to what a person says. Like, it's little things you might need. Like, who knows? Like, something in the crib, something for the crib. They might need a new microwave. Like, you get what I'm saying? It's just little stuff like that. You got to pay attention to what a person got going on. Right? Like, somebody headphones
nowadays,
might
girls got
on.
It. Girls is trying to hold it down for themselves. Right. So, you really got to think to get a gift because we got everything, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Well, at least if we don't have it now, we working towards it, so.
Something thoughtful.
Yeah,
like,
something,
yo,
you know,
I noticed that.
Maybe I couldn't have got by myself.
That's always
two
the best
years
gift.
Old.
Yes.
Here's the new
I
one.
Yeah.
2 years. I think that's
the
I don't know.
The best gift is always something that comes from the heart.
Right? That's your washing detergent.
Wash your drawers.
Nah, you wash your own shit.
Unless you're married or something.
No, rather it's something expensive or something that, you know, doesn't really cost a lot of money.
The thought
of it is what really matters, not the monetary value.
Mm-hmm.
Something that comes from the heart, something that is thoughtful, something that you know the person would appreciate or needs, or something that they don't even know that they want it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they find joy in thinking of them in that way.
For sure.
Somebody got me something for my dog before, like a little, my dog name was Juicy when I was younger. They got me like a Juicy collar for the dog.
I think that's so cute.
And like clothes and all kind of shit. It was really nice.
Cute.
And then we broke up, so I threw everything away. It was like, shit.
Damn, poor Juicy.
Why Juicy got to suffer?
No, Juicy didn't die.
But I'm saying she had a chain.
She was on a chain.
Why you throw away her drip?
That's messed up. I got her some other stuff, but fuck him. I didn't want to be walking her with
I like a dude that likes
my dog. It was so much of a great memory that you couldn't. You had to throw it away.
I threw it away. Like, you threw away them drawers.
You threw the drawers away.
That leopard thong right in the crack. Along with the squeaky box. You're going to find out what this squeaky box was.
I don't know what's a squeaky box.
Yeah, we gonna look into that.
I don't know. It just made a noise like.
And it was a box.
That sounds like a great idea for a producer.
Yeah.
That sounds like a beat.
Yeah.
What it is, ho. What's up?
All right, now, with the holidays coming up also, it's time that we catch up on movies and TV shows. What's some of the best sex scenes in a movie that you can remember? Like, something that stands out to you? Well, you seen
DMX
a movie,
and,
even when you was
DMX
younger.
DMX and Keisha when he was digging her back out in belly.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know no Keanu.
Yeah. What was that movie?
She's like, let me sip my drink.
Listen, Purple Rain with Prince for me always
booty call.
At Apollonia.
That shit was funny. Booty call
booty
is funny.
Booty call.
Their sexual experience when they was in there doing all that yelling and hollering, that was funny to me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Eddie Murphy and Boomerang. Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
Now, I'm not going to lie. Mine was Soul Food with Cousin Faith.
It would be. That say a lot about
why?
You.
Come on, I just remember that because I'm like, Lolo. Yo, this grimy ass bitch. And then his butt was all pumping, and that's all I remember.
Did he have a leopard thong on?
I think he did.
That's where it went. Look.
And Oz. Remember Oz?
Oh, they had some very explicit sex
It was
scenes,
like,
though.
I remember that when I was younger. It used to be like a lot of like men on men. And yeah. I'm like, damn, yo, they showing dicks and everything.
They did show. As a matter of fact, one of my friends, I'm not going to mention who it was, but he was on Oz. And I remember before he actually did the scene, he called me and he was like, yo, so they want me to do like a gay scene. Mm. So I'm thinking he's asking me like, do you think I should do this role? He was like, I just don't know if my dick is big like that to me. So because... had to show his dick. So he was like, I don't know if it's big like that, like to, you know, to you be think showing people it would. Like I'm like, first of all, I didn't know that's what the issue was, but yes, go put your dick on Oz. Like, whatever, it's a
did
role.
Everybody showed their dick on that show. Yes, he
I never
did
seen it. Is it on
you
Netflix?
Never saw Oz?
Let me go.
You never seen Oz?
I never saw Oz and I never saw The Wire.
No, damn. You're playing, so you're
I
not
was
black.
In the strip club. We ain't have DVR back then. I was busy getting
girl,
to my
HBO
place.
On Demand have been out for about
I wasn't
15
years.
You
should have gone on Amazon and ordered that shit.
Yeah, I done watch all that shit over
I'm
Sopranos.
I'm
going
to go watch it and get back.
Well,
I
definitely think like a guy's dick
I never
size
watched none
makes
of that stuff.
Or breaks like how he feels about himself sometimes.
That's true. The big dick swag, they call it.
Or the little dick swag, he can't.
BDE, they say big dick energy. So certain guys have big dick energy.
Some of them really do. Mm-hmm. Listen.
That's a real thing. We talked about this
it's
before.
Real.
Big dick energy is real.
For sure. But it be niggas with little dicks that be running around acting like they shit fight big or...
You be like, hold on, little guy.
Then you see it, you be like...
Hold on, bro.
You bring that energy back down because that wasn't it.
Yeah. We should sue you for defamation.
Defamation of energy.
Your lights is off, nigga.
False advertisement.
Facts.
You led me to believe.
You should be able to sue somebody for that shit. Like, I thought he had a big dick and he
did. Lie.
I'm suing this nigga for at least five.
Defamation of character.
Dick formation of energy.
Hell yeah.
But it's just like, let's assess him right now. What kind of energy does he have?
Hey, I'm going to just say this.
Quiet size.
Yeah, the quiet size.
Oh, it's the quiet
size. No, the other
size.
Day I had a great time. And let's just say when it appeared.
So you're
said,
a grower. She said, you're a grower?
Yeah, I'm... All of it,
He's
I'm
all of it?
Yeah. And a shower?
How are you a girl and a shower?
One of the
I'm all of it.
He shows it.
And I'm a lover, too. You know what I'm saying? So, it's effective.
Full package.
Yeah.
He got He got that LTE.
That's what's up.
What kind of energy do I give off?
Leopardong energy. Oh!
Yeah, see what I'm saying? I got the
I'm my way out. Nah, that would have been crazy.
All right, so anyway, back to these sex scenes. Do y'all remember, like, did you learn anything from watching movies, like watching the little sexy movies growing up that you felt like you shouldn't be watching this, but...
I think I learned the most from porn. I
was
going
to say that too, girl, yeah.
Y'all wasn't watching porn. Y'all was watching real sex everybody else.
I was watching porn that was real sex. Creepy.
So y'all wasn't watching real sex?
Sneaking, watching porn.
I didn't turn my
I remember I used to like try to log into the Wii and shit, on some weird shit, and like,
he was like, I'm watching some porn.
Like what? Yeah.
Wow.
The Wii used to have internet. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I was gonna ask that they had porn on Wii. Wait,
you had to get on the internet on the Wii.
What if they had a Wii? Like, you know how you could play tennis?
Yeah.
What if they had it like you could have
sex with porn?
Or it was like a dick. Yeah. The guy was running around slinging his dick in his mouth. Yeah. Crazy.
You got to catch it with your mouth.
Don't get slapped by the ball.
Look, he's like, I don't like this game.
You could catch that's a box the right on butter. The Wii.
Yeah, I my mind went totally.
You're going to catch some squeaky
I got
box.
Lost when she was like, have him go to the side with it, smack it. Okay.
Instead of buying new things, head to today's sponsor, Poshmark, to shop from millions of closets across America. Poshmark is the easiest way to buy and sell fashion items. Download the free Poshmark app to shop from tons of brands across women's, kids, and men's. You know, it's the holiday season, so that's the best way to buy a gift. You can get those designer brands and not have to spend that much money. You won't believe the deals that you'll find, and shipping is super fast and easy for both the seller and the buyer, and it's handled all through the Poshmark app. I know y'all got some things at home that you want to sell as well that you can make some good money off of to get some extra money for the holidays, so make sure you do that. When you see something that you want, you can also make the seller an offer so you can get items at a price that works for you. This holiday season, instead of standing in line, you can shop for everyone from the comfort of your own home. And today, you can get $5 off your first purchase when you enter the invite code AngelaYee5 when you sign up. Just download the Poshmark app, sign up, and enter code AngelaYee5 for $5 off your first purchase. Now, do you ever feel like sometimes, and Bettis, this might be a good question for you to start with, that over-explaining yourself makes you seem guilty? Like when something happens and it's a little crazy and you're like, man, I don't even want to explain the shit because they're not going to believe me. And if I keep on trying to justify what it is that I did, like I was thinking about how y'all saw how there was this fake like Travis Scott impersonator.
Yes.
And he posted this picture that seemed like him and Kylie Jenner to show that like Travis Scott was, I mean, not Kylie Jenner, but somebody else.
Yeah.
And it was like Travis Scott cheating on Kylie Jenner. Right. And imagine him trying to explain that shit.
That's like, fucked up.
I don't know. That's not me. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Have you ever had something happen and you were like, I'm just not even going to bother to explain because you're not going to believe
me? Of course. Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. And just be like, fuck it. You think what you got to think because I ain't about to take the time.
Was it true or not true?
No, it wasn't true.
Like, give us an example.
Okay. Example. I was with my friend and my homeboy posted up something on Instagram that said something about... you can tell if a girl fuck with you or not, because if you ask her for some money, then she either gonna like be like, fuck you, get on, or she gonna, you know, look out, right? And then we was laughing at it about it in the inbox, but I was showing my friend something else on the phone, right? But then my homeboy texts back like, if you can get some money from her, then something, something. But it came down to a drop down. So I'm with her. She thinking, thinking it's about her. Like, I'm trying to get some money up out her. And then when I look, you know, because she immediately, she was like, just her energy just changed. Like, like
I don't know that I believe you now.
But did you ask her for money before that text?
No, I never asked her for no money. Never asked her for no money. She had money, though.
So you just didn't even explain it? You didn't show her, like, the earlier?
I mean, I was like... yeah, my homeboy showed me this this post about that, and then it was just that. It was just that. Yeah.
What about you, Nisha? Do you ever over-explain yourself?
And feel ever feel the need to explain myself, I gotta be drunk or some shit, because you ask me a question too many times after I told you what it is, then that's on you. You know, I can't even waste my energy trying to explain something over and over again.
Right.
That's stressful.
I feel like that in life in general, like... something happened. Sometimes I don't even be trying to explain shit. I just be like...
because if you don't believe me, you think I'm a liar. And at that point, we got a problem.
But if you explain to yourself, I feel like you did it. Because if that wasn't you, so say the picture. That's not me. There's nothing else to talk about.
Why
like,
am I gotta explain
walking
to you
off?
It's not me?
Because it's dead not me. Right. I'm not going to keep going.
No, Gloria, right. I've seen you over-explain yourself.
Because I did it. Because I did that shit.
No. I see you not really do nothing but over-explain the shit.
Because I probably was thinking about
doing
some shit.
You know what her ex used to do? And this is so annoying.
Oh, God. Here we go.
He would he would do shit where he would act like he knew something but didn't know nothing.
To get her to tell himself.
Does everybody do that? Like, you act like you know some shit but you really don't, and then you end up confessing to some shit because you think they already know?
Wow. That's an amazing concept. Never did it, though.
Yeah, he used to do that shit all the time.
Wow.
And sometimes he would, like, be spot on about shit. And I'm like, nah.
Like, you're spot on.
But it's just because he would just be... it would be spot on. I'm like, yo, was he there? Did he know? And then I'll be like, all right, fuck it, I did it. And he's like, bitch, I knew you did it.
Wow. I just made it up.
I didn't know. Yeah. You told her yourself. I found out from you.
I know Gigi done did that shit too.
Well, I told on myself.
Like, you know, somebody act like they know something.
I can't stand with somebody come at you with something that they found out but don't want to tell you who told them.
Oh my God.
That's not my type of deal. Like, if you got the nerve to tell me somebody told you, I want to know who told you.
What's the source?
And then they be mad at you because they like, it don't matter.
It don't matter.
Yeah, that's not important.
You know what matters. That is what's important. Because
you know I'm about to pun.
I need to know which one of my friends is running mouth.
Period.
Or your friend.
So I can know not to go around them or whatever. Or just to, you know, I need to find out why you're saying what you're saying. Whatever.
That's the worst when the guy's like, I heard this and that. You're like, well, who said it? And they don't tell you. Yeah, then don't say shit.
Be lying about who told them. Like, don't lie. Now you want to lie, but you want to try to catch me in a lie, but you lying, we lying together.
I'll do that though. I'll make yes. I'll see some shit on my own and I'll be like, yo, somebody told me. Yes, and the motherfucker be mad as hell, like, who told you that?
Come up with who
and Instagram, see them with that. Stupid ass.
Yeah, see with that.
And then they think they know who told you, and then they start cutting their friends off.
Like, yo, you think your friends is your friends.
Right.
They
do not your friends. Man, fuck my mother. She done told me.
You know I just spoke to your mother, right?
I remember when I was in high school, my boyfriend at the time took another girl to his prom, right? But didn't tell me. I really didn't know.
Pull up on tip.
So I said, I think I might have said something to him, like something. He's like, all right. He was like, I went to the prom and the girl asked me and she paid for me. I was like, damn, you went to your prom? I didn't even know.
And he just told her. See, that was wild. You can't do that these days because we got social media, everything.
Everybody going to prom.
Everybody going to find out everything these days. Right. I'm talking about not just prom, but anything. But you can't go nowhere these days without, you know, people seeing and knowing that somebody saw you and took a picture from across the room. It ain't no sneaking and doing nothing.
But that's why
days.
You got to go to certain places too, though.
Like, put us on game.
No, because I just feel like where? If you're being more alone, low key, then you're low key. But if you're around somewhere mixy, you can't go somewhere like Nobu and think nobody's gonna find out that you're there creeping.
That's right, Nobu.
Just don't creep. Like, why creep? Like, I just, you know, why not just be straight up? Like, I'm finna go out with such and such. Right. You know, this is what we about to do. And if you feel uncomfortable about it, unfortunately, that's your insecurities, you know what I'm saying?
But you're creeping.
See, but I don't even...
Oh, you're hanging out. Why you can't hang out?
I don't always consider that creeping. Creeping to me could also mean just being around or with somebody.
Creeping
I don't
is
want
if you don't know.
To know.
Like, I feel like creeping is if the person don't know. Then you creep, you behind, they don't know. You're
but
they're
sometimes
unaware.
You're not really doing shit, but you know, if you tell somebody something, they're gonna be more
feelings
mad.
About it.
Yeah. So you're like, I'm not even gonna say shit because they're gonna be mad even though it's nothing.
We can't live like that, though. We always gotta live in our truth. And we got to be like straightforward with people, because if we live based off how people are going to be concerned with what you do, then, you know, you're not going to get far.
But is it lying if you just don't say it?
Omitting.
Yeah.
It is. Omitting is lying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What you saying?
Like, if you just don't bring it up.
And you go
lying?
Do it.
But you know you did some shit that would make the person
upset. Your subconscious is aware.
I mean, you've been living your life for as long as you've been living your life for, in my perception. If somebody else coming, they've been living as long as... You know what I mean? If you're committed, then I think, yes, you have a conversation about whatever. But if you just, like, living your life and you just in my life and I'm your friend and
if they
I'm
ask doing, you,
I'm just living my life. If they
and
ask
you say no, then you're lying. I
yeah.
feel like.
Yeah.
But you like, just live your life and go do it.
And
I don't
say
know.
Nothing.
I'm like, so. It's like, you're just living life.
So say somebody you're dating, right? And you're dating somebody and you're walking down the street and you run into somebody that is a friend of yours, but y'all might have been attracted to each other once upon a time, but nothing happened. And y'all end up going to lunch, right? Y'all go to lunch, y'all have drinks, exchange numbers, all that. Then you go home and nothing ever happened. She doesn't ask you, he doesn't ask you how your day's going, nothing or whatever happened. Do you bring it up and be like, well, you know, just to let you know earlier, I had lunch with somebody.
You don't bring it up.
That's lying.
It's lying if they bring it up and you say no about it.
Right. Omitting, so omitting is not lying.
I just feel like this, right? Because if it's not brought up, it wasn't meant to be brought up. If it's brought up, it was meant to be brought up, and you have to live in your truth and admit to what you did. You get what I'm saying? What is omitting?
Just not mentioning it.
Just can't mention it. Got to go about life, how life is timed, how life is supposed to work, and the manners. It's like, just like when something's brought to your face, when you're scrolling on Instagram and you catch somebody up in some bullshit, it's like that. Mm-hmm. Like if they was meant to find out, that something in the universe is going to tell him to ask you about it.
If say you're dating somebody and someone slides in your DMs that they know, would you tell them? And maybe they don't, you know, maybe it's not a good friend, but would you?
Ooh, that's a good question, because let me tell you, I would want to know
all the time
if somebody slid in their DMs that I knew. So I want them to tell me.
But like, you don't know them. You know of them. Y'all not friends, but they...
Then it is what it is.
Yeah, oh well, right?
Yeah, you can't really do anything about it.
But you would mention it?
What, if one of their so-and-so kind of friends hopped in my DM? I don't know. It's a good question. It's happened before, and I think I mentioned it, so I would say I would mention it. Mm-hmm. So you know that your nigga ain't shit.
Right.
You know? Your nigga shouldn't be coming for your woman.
Off top.
That's not your nigga.
I think that that's weird. I think you're supposed to say something. Because mm-hmm. that can also be like a test. Niggas could be like, yep. yo, just
somebody else.
Guess
yeah.
what? I'm going to say period. Something because if he, if somehow it come out, then it'll be like, you must have been with it. If
yes,
you
if you,
why
ain't,
you ain't
say
tell
nothing.
Me.
Right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. You got to have that type of loyalty and respect for the person you're messing with. Mm-hmm. At least, it, you know.
All right, now how about this? Is it ever a good idea to discuss your ex with whoever you're dating now with your next?
What happened, Nisha?
Some things are just Ooh. Some things may come up in general conversation. Some things may be relevant to the current situation.
Sure.
But just constantly bringing up your ex, telling old stories, or you know, talking about the past mm-hmm. is never healthy for the
Nobody
future.
Nobody sure. wants to hear that shit.
Nobody.
But you bring it up and tell them like what, why y'all broke up, things that happened.
I mean, if the breakup thing is a given, you know.
That's the first question
people ask why y'all break up. How long were y'all together and why did it end?
Yeah.
And you know, they always say it's never a good idea to slander your ex too much either.
Yeah. You can't do that.
You can't, because it's a lesson.
You weren't saying that when you was sucking my dick.
I'd right. be like, yeah, he was broke.
He wasn't saying that when you was eating my
pussy. Yeah. I think it's safe if you say you go through something with your significant other and you need to explain why it is you reacted to something a certain way. I think that's yeah. a okay time to use like my, you know, my mm-hmm. the things I went through in my old relationship are the reason that I'm responding the way I am. Not that it's right, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying, but that's the reason that I'm whatever. But I try agree. Not to talk how about any of my exes. I don't even want to think about them. Like, you know,
how would you describe like your last relationship, your ex?
Exploration.
So okay, say we on a date and I said, well, what happened? Why'd y'all break up?
I would probably say that we just grew apart from each other. And that there's no beef.
Mm-hmm. That's always a good thing.
You just yeah. grow away from people sometimes.
Split amicably, how you say that word?
Amicably?
Yeah, that.
When you don't be using big words if you can't.
Girl, you know my friendly. Tongue, my mouth a little friendly juicy. Like. My mouth a little juicy sometimes, especially when I've been on the sauce.
Let's cop that jaw for you.
Whoa. Pull your dick out. No, I'm playing.
What is going on?
She's talking to me, by the way, just right. in case you're just listening.
Oh yeah, I was talking to Angela. It's an inside like, joke. It's an inside joke. It's an inside joke.
So Butters, let's say you're dating somebody and they ask you, why'd you break up with your ex? What happened? What would your answer be? Don't use Nisha's answer.
Oh yeah, no. I would definitely tell them that. I mean, I'm gonna tell you from my experience.
Uh-huh.
She just didn't know who she was dating. She had Damn. No clue.
That's not good. Did you let her know?
Yeah, I let her know. No, she wasn't ready.
Who was she dating?
I mean, and that's just personal, direct. That was, they ain't no, mm-hmm. you know, she just
she
didn't.
Know she,
yeah, and because mm-hmm. I definitely,
and it'd be like
I put it all on the platter. Mm-hmm. She was a queen to me. Everybody around me treated her like a queen. And
queening.
Yeah, that's what it was. Mm-hmm. But then she didn't give me that back. So once Gotta situation happened, I just
like,
yeah,
she,
I'm straight.
What was she doing?
The DM thing.
Oh, DM.
Oh yeah,
niggas.
Yeah, I mean people that she met.
No, she
me.
Did not.
No,
bye, girl.
Yeah,
that's awful. That and not
that
very
was a
great.
Quick, like dismiss of herself.
Yeah,
right.
mm-hmm. yeah.
That's
it
embarrassing.
Was, it was what it was, but that I didn't even find out until somebody else had told me, and then she said that they said. You know what her response was?
What?
I was told not to tell you.
Oh, where your loyalty lie, ho?
Damn.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. So then that's what it was for me. And that's just personal.
Right.
Direct. So that's what I'm saying. She had
don't know who she was dealing with.
Because for me, I view her as a queen. I view, you know what I'm saying? That's mm-hmm. what it was for me. But
that's the fact that who DM'd her? T. Grizzly?
No, but you know
what?
Never know.
Could have been.
Hilarious. Oh, shit.
All right, so
do this shit with no effort.
How would you?
DMs with I can no hit effort. Your bitch with no effort. Damn.
First DM out.
DM with no effort.
So, Gigi, how would you describe, like, okay, your last boyfriend, your ex, why would you say y'all broke up?
Well, I'm not going to speak on my last breakup because I'm back with my...
Not that one. I'm talking about...
But prior to that...
My last 10 breakups because I'm still with him.
Yeah. I'm still with him. Right. Okay. But prior to that, I was actually in an open relationship.
Mm.
Wow. So I'm going to describe him as a liar. And we broke up because he lied to me about getting another woman pregnant. Woo! Now, we were in an open relationship, which
maybe
meant
it was his.
I can that's what he said. He lied. You know, I was able to do me. He was able to do him. We spoke openly about it. You know, we had an understanding where we had a respect level that we did not cross. And it worked for 2.5 years. And then I found out that he had a baby on the way. And when I asked him about the baby, he said, "I'm not sure if the baby is mine. That's why I didn't tell you." But you named the baby and you're building a nursery in your house.
What if he named the baby Gigi?
It was a boy.
That'd be crazy.
It was a boy. That's even crazier.
Like, a little boy named Gigi.
Giovanni.
That's fucked up.
Loria, why would you say you and your last ex broke up?
I would just say it was a toxic relationship. That's it.
We need more.
Come on, Britney Spears.
No. That's it. I would just say it was toxic.
Like what made it toxic?
It just did. It was just got to the level where like we couldn't like communicate with each other without like talking crazy to each other or doing fucked up shit to each other because he was a cheater. Mm-hmm. And I would catch him. And that was it. It was just toxic.
Shopping for the guys in your life can be a little tricky. Well, this year, give the perfect gift with a little help from today's sponsor, Man Crates. Man Crates knows what guys love, and they have hundreds of unique quality gifts that he's guaranteed to love, like the exotic meats crate or the whiskey appreciation crate, which has a personalized decanter and personalized glasses, the perfect vessels for his favorite scotch or bourbon. Most gifts ship in a sealed wooden crate with a crowbar, so he also gets to pry his man crate open in front of everyone, just like a man. With man crates, you're giving him more than a gift. You're giving a gift experience you'll all remember. And every man crate comes with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And listeners of this podcast can buy one gift and get the second gift for 25%. Off when you go to mancrates.com/Angela. This offer is only for the holidays. Buy one gift and get the second 25% off at mancrates.com/Angela. Listen, I know people who even got this gift for themselves. mancrates.com/Angela.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the cheating because I want to talk about something for a second. Because a lot of us can forgive cheating in a relationship, right?
No.
Has everybody here forgiven cheating?
Hell no. Forgiven? No.
We'll stay with somebody who cheated.
You might have stayed with somebody for cheating.
Oh, forgiving.
But you
ain't forgive and stay. Ooh. I mean,
because you can't stay with somebody for cheating if you don't forgive them for it.
I've done it before. Yes, you can.
Then there's no point.
It's just fucked up. I mean, the situation still be fucked up. Oh, no. But you be with them and you still know in the back of your mind, like, this motherfucker's a cheater.
So, what's the unforgivable thing in cheating that will make you leave right away? Because we're watching, like, everything happening with, say, Cardi B and Offset. And so now they've broken up. We don't know exactly why, but we can look on. You know, online and see what people are saying happened. And so what is the, when it comes to cheating, because there's levels to cheating, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. There are some very, very disrespectful things someone can do to you that is completely unforgivable right away. So what are some of those things that, okay, maybe I could have forgiven it if it was just this, but you went above and beyond?
Well, for one, having a baby.
That's completely
right.
Getting tatted, getting somebody's name tatted. Ooh. I'm not with that shit. It's a certain boundary. As long as we talk about it, as long as we can come to an understanding about it, it doesn't matter what it is. We can be cool.
What if someone gets their name tatted?
They're a fan.
I can't control that.
They're a
fan. Guess what? See, it's a level of, like you said, it's a level. But it's also when you're in the public eye and you have a public relationship. You have to really you have to really be careful if you're going to do things, how you do things, mm-hmm, because you're constantly under the microscope. Like, for instance, Tristan, mm-hmm, when he got caught up in, like, why would be, if you got a thotty with you in somewhere where you ain't supposed to have a thotty with you, mm-hmm, why are you walking with the thotty knowing you, all eyes on you? Like, let her go through the back door. Let her go get
in
the Uber.
Don't call my friend a thotty.
Let her.
That was your friend?
Lonnie.
Oh, yeah, it was. Okay.
Well, sorry. I'm just saying.
I mean, well, he's the thotty.
The thotty has a name there.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. If you are with someone that is not your significant other and you are out in public knowing you are a major superstar and all eyes on you, mm-hmm, don't be so reckless as to be hand in hand or right next to her in the same car as the person.
People just don't even move smart anymore.
Exactly. Be smart. Mm-hmm. Move smarter.
But you can't really even move smart. There's no way to do it. People is everywhere and watching you. Just don't do it. Just don't do it.
That's the whole thing.
It's so simple. And then what if it's like Rihanna?
And he cheats on you with Rihanna.
You see what happens. Like, they fight. Females nowadays swinging on niggas. You know what I'm saying? She bop, bop, caught the nigga in the lip a couple times.
Right.
It's like, you know, that's like.
No, but I'm saying, what if your man cheated on you with Rihanna?
Why you ain't invite me? What the hell wrong with you, nigga? You gonna do that? Like, that's some hoe shit.
She is so funny.
Oh, you couldn't call me?
She said, why you ain't invite me?
Like, what?
Well, you know, I've talked about mine before. Like, to me, like, the ultimate is when you bring somebody into my home. Ooh, like,
don't that's bring what I was
bringing somebody to my home is like, that's what made me
that's
leave. Because I knew he had a bitch in my crib. And I think that right there, I was like, I don't give a fuck what this nigga saying. And I broke all the TVs in the house. Because I did. Because y'all not about to be watching these TVs, because I help with
and the
cable and shit was in my name. We talk about that.
I probably would have took the TVs. I don't know if I'd have broken
them.
No,
I was coming all the way from L.A. By the time it went from L.A. to New York or Jersey,
I'd have been on Craigslist selling the shit at least. God,
I would want to be out of there.
You gotta be an entrepreneur.
Nah, I packed all my shit up, me and my dog.
And broke the TVs.
Fuck on. Yeah. Hell
somebody could have used those TVs.
Yo, no. You know what was another crazy thing that happened to me? I threw my cell phone at him. You know what's another crazy thing that
you
happened to me?
You broke your cell phone?
I might have. But he gave me the money for it. But one time I went in the shower, right? Now, this shit was some fucked up shit.
Uh-oh.
I was in the shower. Whatever. We about to go, like, to a game or something. I'm getting out the shower. I look up.
The fog on the mirror.
The fog on the fucking mirror. A bitch done wrote her name and his with a heart around the motherfucker.
No.
I swear to God on my life.
Even Butter said no.
I swear to God on my life.
God. I got goosebumps.
On my fucking life. Now so y'all see why I busted the teeth.
What if it was a ghost?
Girl, it was. He became a ghost.
That's the type of shit that say to try to have your ass thinking it was a ghost for real. Like,
I'm telling you, I seen something moving. Nah, I've been through some shit, and that's why, like, when they be trying to make me seem crazy, like I've done crazy things. No, this was only with one person, one situation, and that's when he did drive me crazy, and that's why I said toxic. Like, but come on, who would have thought of some shit like that?
You think she did that for you to see it?
Yeah, yes, that was for sure.
It was my house. It's my crib. Like, she knew it was my crib. Yeah. My whole wardrobe.
Girls will do that shit because they'll leave some shit when they decide peace at your man's house.
They'll even do the opposite. Take your shit out of his house.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was that happened that to me.
Yeah, I was missing hella shit. I would come to New York when I did not live here. I would come here to see my boyfriend, and I would leave stuff at his house and go back to Atlanta. And then I would come back, and my shit be missing.
Right? And then you see a bitch on Instagram flat ironing her hair. Hello. With your flat
iron. With my baby bliss flat iron. Because that was one of the things that came up missing.
Shit. You hear this, Butters?
That's some deep shit right
now,
here,
bitches,
boy.
Bitches is crazy.
Y'all for real.
Wow.
Clothes, shoes, y'all people, all types of stuff.
Y'all species is crazy. Allowing women to do
that. Yeah, because you.
Allowing
the. Y'all allowed a woman to do that.
Because if she wasn't in the house, she wouldn't have been able to do it. You allowed her in the house, so you allowed her to do it.
So that's unforgivable, allowing someone else in the house. What else is unforgivable when it comes to cheating? STD.
Oh, yeah.
We
didn't think about that. That's,
STDs.
That should have been number one.
Right.
So, can't talk about that. Never mind.
Listen, if a nigga get a STD cheating, he lost everything. Everything he thought he had before he started messing with me, it's all. Even his life might even go with him. Like, I'm a STD.
What if it's curable?
Curable? What? That means I gotta take these medicines that's gonna mess me up in the long run.
What, like, if it's
crabs?
Not think about
crabs?
People still get crabs?
I'm sure.
Somebody you animals and shit. I don't want no parts. I'm right. Not even much to. No.
If that the nigga catching animals.
I'm never eating crab legs again.
What? I love seafood, so we're not about to play them games with nobody.
I fuck with none of that shit, right?
It's a different kind of crab legs.
Yeah, no thank you on either one of them.
That means you didn't use protection, homie.
Well, crabs don't mean that. Right? Isn't it crab? You could even get crabs.
I'm assuming. You could get crabs from anything. Toilet seat.
From the engine room right now in the chairs.
Do you know what? In the bed bugs.
No, that's not.
I'm kidding.
No, but somebody told me before that, like, in jail that people get crab. Like, it'll be an outbreak of crab
because
they all
like
use the same
jail.
Shit. Yeah.
And that's, ooh, like, it's unfortunate. Like, how you, now that you've said that, like, black men are treated in jail. Even women. You know what I'm saying? That's a hot topic. Like, right. Hey, somebody need to invest and look into that, and they got to do better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of people have been talking about that lately, how inhumane and how awful
Meek Mill was talking about how shitty they treat people. Well, I mean, I guess that's what it's always been known for, but it's not a rehabilitation process.
And it's supposed to be.
It's supposed to be.
That's what
it's
supposed to go to jail to get better.
And learn.
Not get treated like shit and come out worse. And you come out worse and all of your privileges are done. You
taken
can't vote.
Away.
You Thank can't get a good you. Job. You just have no future for a mistake that you might not even have made. This ain't the right show for that. Sorry.
All right, but it's now, I hate to put you back on the spot again, but let's talk about erectile dysfunction for a second.
You know what?
I have no idea about it.
So
you mean you got to take the blue pills?
They're saying, no, but they're saying that every man, well, not every man, but they said that about 25% of men experience that at some point, like your dick just won't work. Wow. Has your dick ever not worked? Even if it was just one time?
It's never happened to me.
Because there's a lot of reasons it could happen.
It ain't never happened to me.
Drugs that make your dick not work.
Or like while you was having sex, you never went soft?
Never one time. I'm always ready. I'm already back.
Stay ready.
He's already back.
Stay
ready.
Even though,
you ain't
got to
get ready.
Get him some more like, vodka.
And you see, I didn't budge when you talking about the leprechaun impression, whatever it was. But see, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
They said there's a lot of causes that can make you go soft.
Embarrassing, for sure.
It could be like smoking. They said a lot of times smoking because it constricts.
Listen,
like
drugs,
weed,
anything.
The only time I've ever had a situation where
you had erectile dysfunction,
penis wouldn't get hard when I was trying to put it in my mouth or something, was he was on drugs.
And yeah, drugs would do it. Drinking too much, they say that could also constrict your blood vessels.
That's crazy.
Or even if you just got a dude that's not tapped in.
Old niggas be having the young bitches. They dick go harder when y'all get older.
No old dick.
Y'all dick stay hard, I think. Because how do y'all always end up with these little young girls, like 21 years old?
I mean, you know it's the money for that. That ain't.
Yeah, but they got a sex job.
The dick
got
to work too.
Remember, women shit ain't as high, right? The older.
I was like, women shit.
No. I mean, their sex drive isn't as high the older. Like,
no, women's gets higher.
Y'all
but
know.
When you're like in the 70s and shit.
Oh,
nah.
Probably still fine.
I think sex drive got higher.
Yeah, as you get
For the
older.
Women?
And no, now in 2018, more people want more sex more often.
Oh, yeah.
Who you?
That's all you seeing.
I mean, I enjoy sex a lot.
Or
but
I think people talk about it more,
I won't have sex
too.
With the wrong person. I refuse.
How do you know it's the
I
wrong
feel
person?
Like,
I don't want to interview.
Sometimes you feel like it's the right person, you know? And then you realize it's the wrong person, and then you wish you could take your sex back.
That's pretty much every time that you don't stay with the person. You're like, why the
fuck? No, that's not true.
That's how I be feeling.
I feel like, I think I've only had sex with one person that I really regret it.
Why'd you regret it?
After I found out the shit that they had been into and, you know, just like who they really were, I feel like that shit had got mixed in with me. Y'all know men not even post a nut for real?
What?
This sounds like wax.
No, this is serious.
Why would they not
be
supposed
to? How do we have a baby?
They're supposed to, I mean, you nut when you have a baby. That's just what the purpose is for. But when you're having sex with the female, you're not supposed to nut. You're supposed to hold it.
Blue balls.
No, blue balls doesn't even exist.
Yes, it does.
No, yes, it does, for sure.
Y'all being Pam, but it's only because it's you have blue. Never held your nut. When you don't hold it for so long, that's because your body's not used to it.
Why?
But if you look into it, sacred sexuality, you're supposed to hold the nut so you can empower your energies and they can lift up.
I've heard that.
When a guy nuts,
he loses all his energy. You know what I'm saying? He'd be tired and drained out. But when he keeps it, he's on his shit. He's top notch and he has the energy and he's ready to go.
But he don't ever come.
No, and when you have to train yourself not to do it or you get blue balls.
But as you should try blue to balls. Not nut for forever.
Hey.
And try it. See what it takes.
She said my energy is going to be higher, so.
Try it.
I'm going to try
it for a little while.
I know I'm going to fail a couple times. I'm going to fail. I'm like.
When you have sex, you're supposed to be receiving messages from your ancestors and learning what your next step is for you to get rich and get on where you're trying to get in life. That's what sex is all about.
I heard of sex transmutation to where you don't have sex.
That's cool,
to transfer it into your creativity. Mm-hmm. I heard of that. But having sex and not. Never heard of it. Yeah, that's
you gotta
amazing.
Look into it. You gotta look into it.
He said that's amazing.
It's also okay to nut, but to know the reason that you're doing it. Like, it just has to be a reason behind it. Sex is deep. Like,
so we gotta hold ours too,
because
I don't want to hold mine.
I'm not having sex.
I'm busting it open.
So just the guys gotta hold it. We're good, right? We can nut.
Because I want
to
know.
You can you're supposed to be orgasming even when you're not having sex. Like, if a guy can't make you orgasm even without penetrating you, then that's not the guy for you.
So what
he has
about
to be able to take you there without sex.
What that mean?
What about with his tongue?
His tongue? He's taking you there.
Okay.
You can receive messages from your ancestors with a guy's face and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Good. So from now on, I'm going to tell my man, I'm going to be like, I need to talk to my great-grandparents.
Please. Period.
Go crazy.
I need to call up ancestors. Come suck on this squeaky box.
No, look it up. Take your sexuality and just look into, like, twin flaming. You know what I'm saying? There's a difference between somebody being your soulmate and somebody being your twin flame. You just got to tap in and just read up on it a little bit.
What's a twin flame?
That's who you're meant to be, your other half.
Okay. So can we? So that means we can have that and we can have
a soulmate.
A soulmate.
Not who you're supposed to be with.
Your soulmate's who you're not supposed to be
with.
That's who
teaches you.
So people always talk about, that's my soulmate.
Yeah, and don't even know what it is.
We really supposed to be
your
twin.
Your soulmate is pretty much your best friend, but they're not going to be the person that you know.
So will you have sex with them though?
You might.
Okay.
Or might not.
You might or might not.
Both of y'all just got to understand, like, we soulmates.
Mm-hmm.
We got somebody else to meet.
Yes. We got somebody else to meet, which is our twin flame.
Am I your soulmate?
And they're either going to come to me or I'm going to find them.
We're soulmates.
I never believe that. Like, spirit animals.
Yeah, I never fucked her yet.
Yeah.
If she keep drinking, maybe. No, I'm joking.
I'm just drinking cayenne shots, okay?
With pressed watermelon.
And I'm drinking water, so I'm talking a whole lot of big shit.
Well, just so y'all know, they say for guys who are having erectile dysfunction problems, and Dr. Nailbaum says that every man has had an issue at least once, whether or not they admit it. But one thing they say that could really help you is eating watermelon, just so you know.
Watermelon?
Not that you need this advice or
that's
anything.
Cool.
You said that.
That's why she offered you some watermelon in the beginning.
If you eat watermelon, they said that could help you with your erectile dysfunction.
Wow, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, he said back to back. I want to know how many times can you come back to back?
I mean, it depended on the woman,
too.
What's
the most, like, times you think a guy can?
It's been like two, like, nonstop.
How many times can a guy nut?
Blew my mind, though. And I'm still, I got to be your friend forever now. Like, because this changed my life.
Oh, gosh.
Except that two? By the end, if you do it too many times, it'd be air shooting out.
It's like powder.
Yeah.
What the hell?
It'd be air because all.
I mean, but it's still got the feeling, though. It's still got the.
You still got that. You know,
what was that feeling you just showed us?
I don't know what that is.
You're like, you're doing a robot.
You're a robot.
No, I'm explaining it as great as I can.
He break dance when he comes.
Yo, spinning on his
everybody
head and shit doing a snake.
Everybody in a different. They doing some weird shit when they done. It'd be quiet as hell.
I aim to please, though. So I had this conversation yesterday. I'm aiming to please. I don't go in about me.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up.
That's
great.
Why I think.
That's wonderful. Okay.
My shit has been great. I think my shit is not me as a person, like, oh yeah, I'm this, that. I'm saying my sex life has been phenomenal because of that.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, I believe that I'm seeking to please her. I don't.
You need to
give a shit. That's what I'm doing.
No, so you can. Your men need to know that, because when you please her first, then your pleasure in return is much more.
Yeah, that's what's on my mind. Yes.
But can you just like eat the pussy and not have anything else done? Like you?
Yeah, of course.
For real, you'll just walk up and be like,
at least one night, like one or two nights. Yeah, so I.
Not all the time, but I do.
Well, damn.
Not forever.
That's really what's up.
Yeah, that's a good man right there.
That is going around.
Ladies,
man,
if you
want to
slide in the DM,
tell him
what. DREBUTTERS313.
There we go. He likes leopard drugs.
Squeaky boxes.
Squeaky boxes.
And he going to come twice.
You got a squeaky box.
Now he said he going to come nonstop.
As a matter of fact, let me read to you this thing that he posted on Instagram.
Uh-oh.
Because I was talking about this earlier.
I pulled down Instagram.
Okay, let me pull this up. Okay, he said... He said, my future wife is probably at home right now, not being a hoe, chilling on her bed, looking at her timeline with her little double chin. LOL, love you, boo. He posted that. Now, if she's at home right now, that means she ain't got no job. But, so is that really what a man wants?
For me, it was just the not being a hoe part that I was
really not the double chin part or nothing.
Yeah.
The double chin.
I mean, if she cute with the double chin, I'm cool with it.
I mean, some niggas like hoes, but. I would assume that a majority of niggas wouldn't want a hoe, right?
A lot of niggas like hoes. They
be
white
surprised,
hoes.
Bitch.
They hoes.
They be hoes.
It's
they are hoes.
Yeah, but
sometimes it's like if you ain't a hoe, a nigga ain't even looking at you.
I just did a song with C-No. It's called "You a Hoe," produced by Dre Butters.
Well, see? Would you look
it's
at that?
It's about to come out real soon.
There we go.
How's that go?
You a hoe?
Hey.
Don't look at me while you sing.
You a hoe.
Not me.
She pointed at L'Oreal.
Not me.
You a hoe. That's how I go.
Actually, it sounds positive.
You a hoe. You a hoe.
It sounds pretty. I'm not going to lie. That shit may sound like being a hoe popping.
No, it's classy. It's classy.
It may be a hoe popping.
Bitches is going to be like, yeah, that's me.
Yeah. I'm a hoe.
We going to be in the club like, you a hoe. Playing at our friends.
Well, no,
yes, girl. That's right.
For real.
That's how you make it a positive thing.
Okay.
That Amber Rose gonna walk around the streets of LA.
She gonna write. She gonna be the brand ambassador for the song and shit.
That's gonna be slut walk. That's gonna be slut walk 2019 theme song. Bitch. Get that check popping.
I need a percentage for the idea though. No,
she said that to her.
We're talking big money over here.
10, 10, 10.
That sounds like a popping ass song.
No, for sure.
This week's episode is brought to you by Burst. The Burst Sonic Toothbrush is the best oral care you'll ever buy. Self-care isn't selfish. The Burst Sonic Toothbrush has a built-in 2-minute timer, and it's designed to make teeth whiter and brighter in just days. And it's beautiful. Burst is best known for its charcoal-infused super soft bristles. The charcoal removes surface stains and it's antimicrobial, which helps to keep the bristles hygienic for the lifetime of the brush head. It's proven to remove plaque and stains without damaging enamel or your gums. Burst has the most powerful motor on the market and the longest battery life with up to 4 weeks use on just 1 hour's charge. Go to burstoralcare.com to get your Burst Sonic toothbrush today. And with the Burst subscription program, you get a new replacement head every 3 months for just $6 each. If you use my code Angela at checkout, you'll also get 10% off your order. That's burstoralcare.com with code Angela for 10% off. Don't miss out on this special offer. It's a great gift idea too. Who doesn't need a new toothbrush? One more time, it's burstoralcare.com, and don't forget my code, Angela.
Now, how can you handle somebody being on their phone the whole time? We were looking at Kanye was at a Broadway play with Kim, and it was a share play, and one of the lead actors was like, sent out a message like, Kanye, glad that you're here and that you're on your phone, but we're on stage. Actually, it's opening night. It's a big deal to us. Have you ever been with somebody that wouldn't get off their phone?
Yeah.
How do you handle that?
Snatch that bitch out their hand.
If you snatch the phone, that's it. Yeah, a guy said he gonna
go crazy.
It's
coming out your hand because I'm gonna ask you first. Well, I'm gonna try to see what you got going on. Like, what's more important than my time right now? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I don't really want to know who you're talking to because it's like if I'm in my phone, don't ask me who I'm talking to. So we gotta keep that mutual.
But what's more important than what's going on right here?
Yeah, unless somebody's banging my phone, don't ask me who I'm talking to. I feel like I could be in my phone. Mm-hmm. I don't like people in my business and all that. So, but I mean, you know what?
So if somebody asks you who you talking to, you're gonna say what?
I'm gonna tell them.
Okay, so they can't ask you.
Yeah, but just don't keep asking me every time I'm on my phone what you doing, what you got going on, who you talking to. I hate that type of stuff. Like, you know, you ever been with a nigga that be pressed about your phone? Like, damn, I can't be on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you pull the motherfucker up, they like, shit.
But yeah, you're like, God damn, like, what the fuck, you pay this bill?
Bitch, can I text? Yeah.
What if he does?
Nah, that
can well, I go like a picture?
Still my phone.
Okay.
That shit is annoying.
Don't be on your phone the whole time you with me because I could be on my phone if I wanted to be. Mm-hmm. I'm in a position in my life where I need to be pleasing my fans right now. But I'm giving you my time. When you want to play them roles, you know what I'm saying? You playing them with the wrong one. For real.
You post him. Would you post a guy on Instagram?
If he's deserving of it, you know what I'm saying? When I drop a new bae alert, niggas gonna be mad.
When's the last time you have posted someone?
Oh, it's been a while.
Really?
It's been a long time because like my last few relationships have been like hard on me. You know, like they took me through a lot. I was stressed out. I lost a lot of weight. Like I'm not playing, but I'm a Gemini.
So is GJ. So I wasn't going to stop you because you was in the middle of talking, but I literally just read Gemini on your neck and was like, she a Gemini.
Yes, and I love hard. Like, I'm emotional. I'm sensitive. You know, here and there, whenever I want to be, I pick and choose
how
I want to feel.
Person.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when I get in relationships, if it doesn't work, it hurts me to an extent. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it's just like a failed mission that at some point, but you know, you still learn from them and stuff like that. But my last relationships was hard for me, and I had to learn to love in a different way. So now my current situation that I'm in now, it's just different. We moving different. Mm-hmm. I had to let them know I wanted different things, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, even if we don't end up together, it's one of them situations where we'll be friends, and that's right. My type of situation. You know, I don't need that drama, and I don't need the, you know, I just don't need it. I'm about to be Beyonce, Rihanna, you know, up there status, so I don't have time for the extra shit. Mm-hmm. I'll leave that to the, you want a scallywag, bitch, go get her. I got them for you.
And that's another thing that make people mad when somebody cheat on you with somebody that's trying to do what you do.
Why are you trying to be me? I agree with that. Don't talk my language.
So have you ever got a guy's name tattooed on you?
Never.
Ooh.
But a guy did get my name tatted.
And did he get it covered up or it's still mm-hmm. there?
It's still there.
You're the MVP.
How did you feel when he did it? Was it weird to you? Like,
yeah, because I know in his head, he's like, when is she going to do it? When is she getting tatted next? Like,
especially since you got all them tats, he probably.
Yeah. Yeah. At the same time, it's like, I knew it was like one of those situations where I knew he was doing it just to keep bringing it up. Like, I got your name tatted, so you should. And I'm
like, well, all right.
Now you got to live with it.
Right. Or find somebody else named Nisha.
Yeah, cover it. I don't know what you're going to do, but you made that decision, not me.
What about you, bud? Is it any tattoos?
Nope.
You don't have no tattoos?
I got tattoos.
Oh.
My kid's name.
Mm-hmm.
Not no females.
No females.
And you, would you ever?
Not without my permission.
Listen at you.
Yeah. I'm the bodyguard, right?
Wait, what are we doing?
Nah.
Would you do it?
I don't know. I mean, possibly.
So that's a yes.
I think if it was worth it,
I mean,
he would.
If it's worth it.
That's what's up, Butters.
Yeah,
where would you get it? Like, let's just say, where's a good place for a woman's tattoo on you?
I mean, I think the coldest place probably be on your neck, though.
That's OD. You got to really be married.
Right. You got to be there. Yeah. I want to see it every time I look at you. Mm-hmm. That's me. Oh, that's me.
Would you get her name or her face?
Or both? Shoot.
Learn from Nick Cannon.
I mean, if you're going to get the name, you might as well get the face.
Janae got her both. She got the face.
Wait, who does?
Janae Aiko got the
that's
face.
Covered up.
She covered it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. Yeah, it was a lot of cover ups she had to get done, though.
Girl.
Because she covered up another
she
name.
She got like a whole, like.
So,
you don't have to go through that.
He's going to get the name and the face on his neck. Okay.
I mean, the name. We start.
The name. Maybe the first.
Say the name.
That's OD. I think like you should get matching tattoos instead of getting like somebody named.
What
I did
if you're
that
trying
already.
To surprise somebody?
Wasn't worth it.
No. So you did have. So you had somebody.
No matching.
Oh, just a matching tattoo. Okay.
And we got matching tattoos. Mm-hmm. And now he has babies with somebody else.
See, but at least it's not his name, because then you can just
hell
be like,
no.
This is my
but every
shit.
Time I look at it, I know he got the same exact tattoo, and it's
what is it?
Irritating. Mm-hmm. It's a music sign.
So he does music, too?
No.
He just got a music note just because you got it?
Because, mm-hmm, you know, I loved music and stuff. He just was doing it in honor of
so
me or whatever.
So who's madder right now?
Oh, I'm right. Mad as hell.
Nah, but you got a music note. You do music. He don't even do music.
When he Snapchatted me and told me he had a baby...
I was Snapchatted you?
No, I, you know, I'm an honest person, so I hit up the guy that I'm dealing with now, and I told him, like, I'm in my feelings today. You know, the guy that I got a magic tattoo with, I used to be in love with him, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It was one of my first boyfriends. I'm like, I'm in my feelings because he got babies now. He has twins, you know? I was in love with him at one point, or I felt like my little childish ass was, you know? And I'm just, but I'm over it now, you know what I'm saying? I hope that works for him, but.
What if you were with a guy and he had a tattoo of his ex on him?
If I was with him and he had a tattoo of his ex, I've been with a guy who has his ex name tatted on him. And he lied about it and said it was his grandma.
No, Nana.
Your grandma is not named Mercedes, okay?
Grandma.
Maybe.
I had to find out through somebody else it was his ex's name.
Damn.
Like, what kind of goofy stuff is that?
Nah,
like,
that's a dumbass reason to lie.
I mean, if it said, like, Thelma or Octavia, you know.
Some granny
Shirley.
Ass name. Right.
Esther,
right. But that shit said Naomi, okay? Hey, that ain't nobody's grandma.
I ain't even gonna stay with the shit said. Yeah.
No, I ain't gonna give her no shine.
Right.
No.
So,
I don't know about that.
Once you found that out, then what?
I found that out way after we broke up. I found out a lot of things after we stopped dating.
That's the worst.
So.
Because you can't, like, you mad, but what can you do?
When you find out, when you keep, you know, you be mad and you keep finding up stuff that make you more mad. And you be like, I'm not even trying to be a mad bitch today. You know, like, but y'all put me there. Like, what? I get mad.
That's the biggest lie. I think one of my exes told me was that he only had two kids, but he really had three. Mm.
And I would have been mad.
But it was the third kid was by his second baby mom. What? But he told me that she was pregnant by somebody else. So the whole time, I was talking to him, she was pregnant. But I'm thinking she pregnant, moved on. God.
Somebody else's baby.
Had a whole new man.
With another
guy. And it was his baby.
Yeah, and you know how I found out? He got arrested. Did I tell you this story?
I think so, yeah.
I was in college, and he was visiting me in college, and we got into a fight, so I dropped him off at the train station so he could go back home, and he grabbed my purse, so I wouldn't drive off, and somebody called the police because they thought he,
trying to put his hands on him. Wow. A black man touching an Asian woman.
I'm trying to rob him and shit. He on a nut.
How dare he?
How dare he? Immediately.
So then the cops came and they had dogs and everything. And then he had some drugs in his pocket, some personal shit. And so he ended up going to jail. And so while he was in jail, his baby mom called me because she had the second baby and was like, tell him I need Pampers for the baby. Oh, yeah. And I was like, you better tell the dad.
He is the dad.
She was like, that's what I'm telling him. And I was like, that's not his baby. She said, what? And turned out it was his baby. He had lied.
Wow.
And so, yeah.
So you made him miss the birth.
They lying about babies.
I know, right?
That's exactly why I made the song I made, because it's niggas like that, they need their clothes cut up, their belts cut up, they need all that shit bleached, they need to be put up on ASB, all type of crazy shit.
Clip the shoestrings up all the middle of all that shit.
All that, because I just feel like when you...
Nisha do have a crazy song like that.
Yeah. It's called I'ma Go Crazy.
That's right.
And
I got a little nervous when I heard it. I was like,
you called the lawyer.
Can we watch her?
I know.
Support for today's show also comes from Care Of. Care Of is a monthly subscription vitamin service that delivers completely personalized vitamin and supplement packs right to your door. Just take Care Of's fun online quiz, and that asks you about your diet, your health goals, and lifestyle choices, and you find out in 5 minutes what vitamins and supplements you specifically need. Then your vitamins will get delivered right to your door in personalized, easy-to-remember daily packs, perfect for a busy, on-the-go lifestyle. Vegan and vegetarian supplement options are available to match your dietary needs. I know that's right. And your monthly subscription box can be easily modified at any time. For 25% off your first month of personalized Care Of vitamins, visit takecareof.com and enter code LIPSERVICE. That's takecareof.com and enter LIPSERVICE for 25% off your first month of personalized Care Of vitamins. All right, now New Year's is coming up. This is the last thing I want to talk about because it is the holidays. Do you have to spend New Year's with the person that you're dating?
Yes, you do.
Angela don't.
Unless you're working. Unless you're busy working.
Yes, exactly.
And I was about to say, and that's why, because she be getting
sometimes
today.
You get off when you're working. You know, sometimes you get lucky, you get to be on your own. You know, enjoy your New Year's by yourself. But I feel like if you're with them, you got to be with them.
What
you
if it's not, holidays aren't a big deal to y'all? Like, some people don't really look at it like it's a big deal.
Well, then we're not equal.
Because it's a big deal to me,
man. It's a big deal.
I'm going to go crazy.
Okay. New Year's is a big deal to me. I feel like I'll be starting over everything. Like, it's a new time for me. I have a new mindset. I got new goals. I know everybody does it, but I'm serious, you know? Okay. And I don't want nobody that don't look at it seriously. Mm-hmm. I want that kiss at 12 and everything.
Midnight.
Period.
You got to look around, find that person you love and kiss.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to lie. If he's not with you, he's with somebody else on New Year's.
Let's go on FaceTime.
Yeah. The bitch is in the back.
What are you doing?
Bathroom. Mm-hmm. And when y'all get off FaceTime, she'll
be
out.
Clean her pussy and shit. I don't play with
she
that.
She probably sucking his dick while you on FaceTime.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Dirty
and she know that you exist, so don't even.
You be like, hold on, who head is that?
Y'all know that girl that.
What's we that slurping confetti, noise? Though. We wearing the matching glasses, nigga. We out here.
That girl that, the dude that, I mean, whoever, Cardi B, what is his name? Offset? She said she ain't know that their marriage was that
real.
Serious.
Yeah, I didn't know that the marriage was
that serious. Their relationship.
I didn't know the marriage
was that serious. Mm-hmm.
They have a fucking whole child together.
It's a marriage.
That's what
you can say.
Well,
you
can lie about marriage. Not saying they are, but people have lied in the public about marriage. But a whole baby.
Like that.
How you gonna lie about a baby? Mm-hmm. We seen her pregnant
and all their public affections toward each other.
Yeah, they're pregnant.
Mm-hmm. They're pregnant. They were together.
They're pregnant.
Not anymore.
But you got to spend New Year's with whoever you're dating.
Not really. I don't have to, but if she wants to, that's cool.
You don't care?
No, not really.
So what if she's like, I'm going out with my girls?
That's cool. That's do your thing. Yeah.
Damn.
You need it's some bottle money?
Huh?
Need some bottle money?
Yeah, that's yeah, right. Fine.
What do you text her at 12 yeah, like, or like how does it work?
I mean, text whenever you feel. Yeah.
You don't feel a way if she don't invite you?
I mean, I'm cool. Like, it's just like, chill. It's really, like, in absolute reality, it's another day.
If we ain't together on New Year's, we ain't together.
You know
what I'm saying? You got literally like,
whatever I'm doing at midnight is whatever I'm doing. Whatever. You know how people be
whatever I'm doing at midnight, I want you to leave me
really making plans.
2 years ago, I spent 2 years on my homegirl couch eating pizza, smoking weed.
No, I've slept before.
I eat pizza and smoke weed that whole year.
I have definitely, I think we spent New Year's one time on the couch.
Yeah, no, we went out for like 5 minutes and then we came in the house and we were asleep.
I feel like we were watching like Mob Wives.
No, go.
Were we?
Go. Yeah. I do it all the time. Just go.
I've missed so many New Year's, like, but if you're going out and you're planning to do something, I think you should be with the person you're with.
I like
unless they're working in a different state or something like that.
It's a lot of other holidays that I don't really, I mean, you know, I don't be pressed over holidays. Mm-hmm. Like, ever since I lost my mom, I just don't feel like holidays are the same. You know, mm-hmm. I used to try to side over to her and get her food and stuff. Right. So I'd be with friends on holidays now. Mm-hmm. Whatever. So New Year's come around. But New Year's is my shit. I be getting drunk and everything, you know what I'm saying?
New Year's is
every day is a new year.
New Year.
I don't care what that nigga do on Easter, but like
but on New Year's be together.
I don't care on President's Day.
Yeah. Like Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, y'all gotta find a medium to like be around each other.
Kwanzaa,
you know, we gotta all stop 7 days. Christmas.
That's we gotta be together all holiday. 7 days in exchange.
You gotta be with him on his birthday.
Fuji Chocolia, okay?
Listen. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. When it comes to relationships and me, although I am crazy, I try to give it as much space and room to grow and evolve in whatever way it's supposed to go as possible. So I try not to give a nigga a hard time so I don't get one. Mm. You know?
Right.
Like, I'm trying to live in a space where I can create and I can do things and help millions and billions of other people. You know? And so when I wake up every day, that's where my mindset is. I don't have time to wake up and be compressed in a situation about how you feel insecure because I did such and such for such and such. I feel like I'm in a place in my life where I'm aware that millions of people need me. Billions of people are looking at me and want to know what I do every day, mm-hmm. how I survived through the things that I overcame, how I still got my head up after losing my mom, how I got through physical and sexual abuse. How did I make it? Mm-hmm. And how can they do it? That's my mindset. Every day I wake up, how can I make them feel like they can get through anything they go through? So me arguing with a nigga over some petty shit, over what's on my phone, over what somebody comment on my Instagram about who I'm looking at too long or some, you know, some petty shit, you gotta go. Because we not living in the same purpose. If you know what my purpose is and it is to help people and a lot of people need me, then you're going to be living in that same divine purpose. You know what I'm saying?
You're very open about things that you've gone through. Do you expect a man to be open with you about his
I try
past
not to
as
be.
Well? Because sometimes it's harder for guys to
that's
open
a Gemini.
Up.
It's hard for them to open up.
Their
and,
openness.
And as pressed as we are, like we be pressed to know what's going on with you. What's going on right now? What happened to you yesterday? Like we want to know everything. I want to know everything. Mm-hmm. But I, you know, a guy doesn't know how to open up like that. We have to teach them that it's safe for
okay.
them to open up, you know,
because a lot of times they feel it's a lot of trust issues too. Like we have it
in 2018,
but men, I think their trust issues. I feel like we're women. We talk to each other a lot, and I think it's acceptable. Like it's expected. I think for men, a lot of times they don't really open up to each other like that.
And when they do, it's about dumb shit. It's not about helping. Like we're black man to black man. Come on, level up, tap in. Get in tune with what you got going on for real right now. And then it's like, they're not doing that for you. You don't need to be surrounded with them. You know?
I'm glad Buddies just walked back in because I got to ask you about this. We're talking about opening up about things, you know, that affect us. And I know you've been very open about issues you've had with mental health.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah, as well. Definitely. And you even checked yourself into a facility, right?
My mom did, actually. But
Oh, she checked you in?
Yeah. I mean, but it was, you know.
A mutual thing.
So how did she know and how did you know that it was necessary?
Because it was strange. It was like I was aware that something was going on, but then I was still just like in the something that was going on. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the night before was like weird for me because I was looking on Instagram and I was panicking about everything. I thought everybody was trying to get me and everybody was trying to kill me and all that. Then my homeboy took me to my mother's house. And then in the morning, she cooked me breakfast. And then I'm still like, once the TV came on, I was like, no, they're trying to do this and they're trying to do that. And then, you know what I mean? Then my mind was like, she was like, something's wrong. You got to go here. I was like, cool, I'll go. Mm-hmm. So I went, and then it was just like, because I was like in and out of consciousness, or what it seemed, in and out of it. Yeah, you know what I mean? Sure. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was anxiety, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? A bunch of different things, deformation mm-hmm. of sleep, or mm-hmm. whatever you call it, because mm-hmm. I didn't get any sleep because I work a lot, so.
So it was like exhaustion, it was anxiety.
Yeah,
it was exhaustion,
mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much.
So what did you end up having to do? I'm sure other people have these issues as well and might not know what to do.
When I went to the hospital, they asked me, did I want to take the medicine? And then in my mind, I was like, no, I don't need it. And then it was like, where are you going to have to stay here for a sister's office? I was like, well, go ahead and give it to me. What is it called? Respirol? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Give did me it Respirol. Help you?
I think it did, but still it was like, it actually did.
Let me tell you.
It actually did.
That's so crazy. I'm learning something about him right now, that I was on Respirol when I was in high school. And I felt like that shit made me feel emotionless. Yeah. I was not reactive to anything that would piss me off or make me sad or anything. Yeah. I was just going through life, and I had to stop taking that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. My dreams were very lucid and powerful. Clear. But then, yeah, it was like when I woke up, it was a hard wake up. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then it did help me to calm down, and mm-hmm. then like more so focus on reality and see reality, and it helped me cope. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But then I was like, I can't be on this.
So like, how was it when you
got off? I can't rely on that. When I got off of that, like as soon as I left, I got off of it. Mm-hmm. You know, and I had attacks, but then they had like we went through a series of like coping skills, like you know what I'm saying,
like
things
therapy.
To think about. We went to therapy, so I relied on that. You know what I'm saying? More so than the medicine, because I thought about all the times that I thought about somebody that I really do trust mm-hmm. hurting me. I was like, yeah, no, that. You know
and
what
did
I mean?
You get some rest?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
good.
Most definitely.
I mean, like, mind you, though, this is coming from one of the most phenomenal producers in the world. You know what I'm saying?
I
this is somebody
it.
That just works all day, every day, and puts all his creativity in everything. It's just like you wouldn't think that somebody that's in the position he's in would be going through those type of mental battles. And it's like when you really tap in, you know that people are struggling so hard with that every day. You know
so
what I'm saying?
So many people that we don't even
and they needed to
know.
Hear that, man.
Yeah,
they need
sure.
they need to know how to tap in and how to like really connect with, you know, finding that balance. Cause I mean, I that's, you know, it's just beautiful to be able to still wake up after you go through those type of things, still be able to create and be not only creating for yourself, but for somebody else.
Yeah,
you know, a lot
sure.
of people out here are selfish as fuck.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people.
Selfish as hell,
yeah.
you know? So it's just beautiful to hear that.
And I feel like it's so important for us to discuss these things that we've gone through.
Definitely.
Like you said, because it could help somebody else, but it also is therapeutic for you, I'm sure.
Yeah,
speaking
most definitely.
Mm-hmm. You
most
know,
definitely.
So it doesn't break you.
Yeah,
yeah most definitely.
Because for both of you, like Nisha, you went through a lot as far as being in foster care and, you know, dealing with issues with your mom passing and even before that and with your father. And so I'm sure that if you don't discuss it, things like that can break you. You know, did you ever feel like it was going to break you?
I was thinking earlier in the interview with the Breakfast Club, I was like, you know, I said, why would they give my dad another chance to try to take care of me and my sister after he fucked up, you know, when we was babies? And I was like, everybody deserves a chance, though. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But he fucked up his second chance. Mm-hmm. And so I spent a lot of my life trying to forgive people, forgive my dad, forgive my mom, forgive friends that don't, you know, trust the process of my becoming successful. You know what I'm saying? You spend a lot of time forgiving people.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that, you know, losing my mom and going through those things and having a relationship I have with my dad just makes me everything that I am. You know, which is a light for anybody that needs to make it somewhere other than in the dark right now.
All right. Well, I appreciate both of y'all for coming out here and sharing so many things.
Appreciate you too.
We learned a lot about that. And I appreciate y'all honesty. We went from all over in this interview.
Right,
talking
really
about
did.
Holidays. Talking about sex, talking about DMs, talking about mental health, talking about
these
the whole foster care system.
Just getting over shit. Yeah.
Talking about leprechauns. You know what I'm saying? know. And
for sure. Hold on. Y'all said leprechauns or leprechauns?
Leprechauns.
Leprechauns. Okay, okay.
I was wondering when you said leprechaun earlier. Because I had no idea what you were saying.
When I said, what type of perception do you have? You're talking about leprechaun. I'm thinking leprechaun. You think my shit is leprechaun?
No, leprechaun.
Like, see, you know what I'm doing with that?
No, leprechaun.
Leprechaun.
Don't let no nigga try to slang me with no dick and he got a thong on.
Right. Or a leprechaun.
He pull a fucking leprechaun out his pocket. Like, nigga,
a lucky
what's
chong.
That about to do?
You better have a leprechaun hanging from the middle of your leg.
Oh, and a condo some shit.
Right. It better be a baby.
Okay, and
okay.
Wow.
What says that's lucky charms? The cereal with the lucky
charms. Yeah, lucky charms.
Lucky charms.
Magically delicious.
Yes, they are.
Oh, perfect.
And they just added unicorns. Okay. Oh, unicorns.
All right. Well, NJ Butters, your project is out right now.
It's a fact.
Yes. Yes.
Well, the single's out.
Yeah, the single is out. The project is out.
The whole project is out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Drop That Flame Volume 1 is out. Mm-hmm. Nation of Shay is a part of it. One of the I love this record too. Mm-hmm. It's a fact. We just went crazy on this one. In my perception, for my belief. I love it. I love her. Yeah. I love the music. You know.
Me and Nisha went to the Nets game and all we kept screaming that was
listen.
Let's go Nets!
Y'all don't even understand. Like, I'm gonna go to games. But yesterday.
Was it fun? No, they lost. God. They got bad in the second half.
We were up by so much and still
was
lost.
It by like 24?
Y'all my drunk them. Ass on the side of the court, like, let's fuck. Y'all better come on.
She was looking like she'd be at every game.
I was so mad.
But we kept screaming out, good D, good D.
Good D. Oh, good D. And the dude behind us is like, good D. Yeah. Like, that's a single.
I know. I was telling you.
That's a hit right there.
Good D.
Listen, I'm featuring Angela Yee, yeah, period.
We all should scream that out.
Period.
What if you scream that out in bed with your man? Good D, good D.
He might go harder.
Right. Good D.
That's motivation talk right there.
For sure.
Yes, I might try that.
Oh, shit. We had the best time yesterday, for sure.
Good P. Hustle,
encourage him.
Get in there.
Get
up
there.
Get in there.
Get in there. Get in there.
Take it up the middle.
Baby D.
There's so much shit.
So much you can say.
Shit. Y'all got these. Okay. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. This that's shit you can yell out while you focus on
it. It just felt funny because we was going, good D. Good D. And then I was like,
it's an amazing record. Like,
that would be amazing.
That's number one on the Billboard.
Wow.
Good day.
All right. Well,
good day, y'all.
Mission to say Dre Butters 313 if you want to slide in his DM.
734 also. Yep. Don't forget Ipsy in the motherfucking building. Y'all be hating on the bitch because y'all think that I don't represent, but I fucking represent.
Ipsy.
Shit. I don't care. What the fuck? I ain't that shit. I just had to let it be known. I'm from Ypsilanti and I'm adopted by Detroit. And I wouldn't have it any other way. Period.
Definitely. All right, Nisha say Dre Butters. Thank y'all so much. That's lip service.
Gang gang.
Hey.
Thanks again to Poshmark for supporting today's podcast. This holiday season, instead of standing in line for hours, head to Poshmark, the easiest way to buy and sell fashion items. Find all your favorite brands like Nike, Lululemon, and more for up to 70% off, all from the comfort of your own home. Today, you can get $5 off your first purchase when you enter the invite code AngelaYee5. When you sign up, download the Poshmark app, sign up, and enter code AngelaYee5.